As we begin our biblical Hebrew class today in chapter 28, which is about the Nephal pattern, which means passive tense verbs. We're on page 334, and I want to just review at the top of the page how to recognize the Nephal pattern, just in case we've forgotten over the last week. Number one says the signal letter nun, characteristic of the Nephal pattern, appears at the beginning of each form of the perfect and participle. In the perfect tense, have we ever had a nun as a signal letter prior to this? We have not. So if it's perfect tense and it starts with a nun, you can bet it's Nephal. Number two, the imperfect and the regular infinitive, they don't begin with a nun, because that might confuse us with the we will form of other verbs. So with the imperfect, the regular infinitive, and the command form, Nephal, they can be recognized by their three full distinct vowels. Prior to this, verbs have tended to have two syllables. In the Nephal, they will have three syllables. When you hear the three syllables, you should think, ooh, I bet it's Nephal. So it says, read the following examples aloud, and you will hear these three words. Echo me, please. To be guarded is Lahishamer.
Lahishamer.
So, he-sha-mer, three full syllables. He will be guarded, Yishamer.
Yishamer.
Hear those three full syllables, Yishamer. Number three, the signal letter nun drops out of the imperfect, the regular infinitive, in a command, and there is a dagesh in the first root letter. In the pial, we had a dagesh in a letter, but which one?
The second.
The second. Here, we have a dagesh in the first root letter. That's new. Okay, number four says the regular infinitive in the command take a he at the beginning of each form. So now let's look at the Nephal transformer verbs. It says in the Nephal pattern, just as in the he feel, so you know it already, verbs that begin with the letter yod have a special form. The yod of the root is transformed to a holon vav, or simply to a vav. The verbs yalad and yadah are both Nephal transformer verbs because they both start with a yod. Mm-hmm. It says, following is a chart of the verb root yalad, be born, in the perfect and imperfect tenses of the Nephal pattern. They want us to compare this pattern to the regular Nephal verb shamar. It says, read both patterns aloud so that you can hear the distinctive vowel rhythms. Notice that in the imperfect, the yod is transformed into a vav with a dagesh. This vav with the dagesh is a consonant, a V sound, and is not a vowel U. And you will know that because there will be a vowel under it. You can't have a vowel under a vowel, right? You can't have two vowels in a row. So let's look at the perfect tense column. I will guard Nishmarti.
Nishmarti.
Is what? It's actually, I will be guarded. How can you tell it's I will be guarded?
Got that noon in the front.
Right. The noon in front tells you that it's a Nephal perfect tense, and the T at the end says, I did it. So you see the noon, you think we, and then you go, no. How many syllables? Nishmarti. Three full syllables. Nishmarti. Go over to the Elad column. It's Noladti.
Noladti.
Uh-huh. No, lod, t, three full syllables. No, lod, t. So instead of ni, it begins no. No, lod, t. Because there's no yod. Huh, that was a joke. Or an attempt, anyway. Look over the imperfect. Eshamer. That's not I will guard. That's I will be guarded. How can you tell? Count the syllables. Eshamer. Three full syllables. Okay. Three full syllables. And then in the imperfect for Yalad, I will be born, is evaled. Everybody, evaled. Evaled. How many syllables?
Three.
Evaled. Three full
syllables. So it's three syllables whether it's perfect or imperfect?
Correct.
From number except two, I thought it was just the imperfect.
Except for in the perfect tense that he did it. Nolad and Nishmar. Those are both just two syllables. So you'll see it consistently in the imperfect and usually in the perfect.
Okay.
So let's just read down the I will be born column. We have Evaled.
Evaled.
Tivaled.
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 Tivaldi.
Tivaldi.
Yivaled.
Yivaled.
Tivaled.
Tivaled.
Nivaled.
Nivaled.
Tivaldu.
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 Yivaldu.
Yivaldu.
Pretty easy, right? Of course it
sure.
is. Page 335, lookalikes. Says many imperfect forms of the verb patterns you've learned look very much alike and are easily confused. Eshbor, everybody say that, Eshbor.
Eshbor.
Is I will break. That's pa'al. In the pa'al, which is a strong emotion, I will smash, it's ashaber.
Ashaber.
Ashaber. But notice the vowel under the aleph is not a full vowel. The shava shortens it. So when you see that ashaber, don't think three full syllables. It's not. It's two full syllables and a shortened syllable. It doesn't appear in the he feel at all. But in the nifal, I will be broken. Eshaver.
Eshaver.
Eshaver. Where's the dagesh? In the first root letter. And you have how many full syllables? Three full syllables. Eshaver. In the pa'al, he will hear. Yishma.
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 He will announce. Yashmiah.
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 You know that one's he feel because of that hirek yod after the second root letter. He will be heard, Yishama.
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 How many syllables? Yishama. Three full syllables. He will cut in the pa'al, Nichrot.
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 Uh-huh. We will cut, Nichrot. In the he feel, we will destroy, Nachrit.
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 Nachrit. How do you know it's he feel? Look at that hirek yod after the second root letter. And then we will be cut off, Nikarate.
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 Uh-huh. How many full syllables? Three full syllables. It says, below are some hints which will help you tell these verbs apart. Number one, imperfect pa'al verbs usually have only two syllables. If you see a verb with imperfect signal letters and only two syllables, it's probably pa'al. Number two, imperfect pa'al verbs usually have three syllables and a dagesh in the second root letter. Where's the dagesh?
Second
root letter. Number three, imperfect he-feel verbs generally have only two syllables, but you may see one with three syllables. These verbs will have the hirek yod of the he-feel. That's the key with them, the hirek yod. Number four, imperfect nifal verbs usually have three syllables and a dagesh in which root letter? The first. Bottom of page 35 reminds you that you already knew one passive form, and that's the passive participle. So it says in bold, the other passive form. Since you've already learned another passive form, the passive participle which appears only in the pa'al pattern. Which of those words do you think I circled in my book?
Only.
That's right. The distinguishing feature of the passive participle is the uvel between the second and third root letters. Yeshua. Yeshua. That u is the kicker. That is the passive participle. It is similar in meaning to the nifal verbs. In other words, they're both passive. It says, following are examples of both kinds of passives. The book was written. Ha-sefer.
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 Ketuv.
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 What kind of word is ketuv?
It's a passive.
Passive
participle. How do you know it's a passive participle? That U vowel between the second and third root letter. You could also say the book was written. Ha-sefer.
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 Nichtav.
Nichtav.
What kind of verb is nichtav?
Nifal.
Nifal. Mm-hmm. It begins with the ni. That's the giveaway. Nichtav. The book will be written. Ha-sefer.
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 Yikatev.
Yikatev.
What kind of verb is yikatev?
It's a nifal.
It's nifal. Imperfect, because you have how many full syllables?
Three.
And where's the dagesh? In the first root letter. Yikatev. So that's pretty easy. Turn a page to page 336 to something that you have known the entire class time just about. The two ending. What if there's a pair? It says in Hebrew there's an ending which can be attached to nouns in order to indicate specifically a pair or a group of two. This two ending, ayim, is used for both masculine and feminine nouns. How do you say two hands? Yadayim. Two eyes? Einayim. Two ears? Oznayim. Two mouths? That's just silly. Says a word with a two ending attached indicates a pair without using the Hebrew number two. So he resided in the desert 2 years. You could say who?
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 Yeshav.
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 Bamidbar.
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 Shnatayim.
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 So you don't have to say years. Shnatayim. They know you mean 2 years. What's Shana, year? Shanataim, 2 years. He will go two times, twice. Who?
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 Yelech.
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 Pa'amayim.
Pa'amayim.
Pa'am is once. Pa'amayim is two onces or twice.
So if it doesn't have an indication of like three times or four times, you assume it's two times?
No. It would be pa'amim if it was other than two. Pa'amayim specifically is two.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yep. Yadayim is a pair of hands specifically.
Okay.
If somebody had three hands, I guess you'd have to say yadim. But I haven't seen one of those yet. So as following is a list of all the words that you've learned which take a two ending in addition to their plural form. Yom is what? A day. Days, yamim. 2 days, yomayim.
Yomayim.
Isn't that interesting? Yamim and yomayim. So we go back to the yo is the first syllable when we get to 2 days. A time, pa'am.
Pa'am.
Times, pa'amim.
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 2 times or twice, pa'amayim. Then we have a year, shana.
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 Years, shanim.
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 2 years, shanatayim.
Shanatayim.
A thousand is aleph.
Aleph.
Thousands, alafim.
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 2,000, alpayim.
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 Yeah, notice the pay got hard when we came to 2,000, alpayim. With 100 or 800, it's me'ah.
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 Hundreds, me'ot.
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 200, matayim.
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 So there's only 5.
Hmm.
What about 2 ears? That's oznaim.
Ears.
2 ears.
Ears, okay.
2 eyes, einayim. So I don't know why they say this is the list of all the words you've learned. I think you've learned other words that take an ayim ending as well. I think they've just forgotten.
So you don't have the list of the other words?
There are some right here. just below.
Yes.
Yeah. Underneath that, it says some words in Hebrew use the two ending as their regular plural ending. These plural slash two endings act like any other plural and may or may not express the quality of two-ness. Well. And there they have hand, wing, ear, eye, foot, and lip. But the reason the plural is the ayim ending is because how many eyes do you have? Two. How many ears? How many hands? These are just things that you naturally have two of. 2 feet. And 2 lips because there's one in the top, one at the bottom. Okay. Let's do the exercises. Everybody go, yay, I'm looking forward to those.
Can hardly wait.
Number one, read the following Nephal verbs aloud and translate. Hey, they gave it away. They're all Nephal verbs. Maybe. Number one, read me the verb and tell me what it means.
Nishmarti.
What's Nishmarti?
I was guarded.
Was guarded, right. That T ending can only exist in the perfect tense. Nishmarti, I was guarded. Next one.
Nishmati.
Mm-hmm.
I was heard.
Nishbarti.
Nishbarti. What's the root? Cover up the knee and the T.
I'm just drawing a blank. Sorry.
Shabar and Paul is break.
Yeah.
So this is I was broken. I was broken. Next one.
Nilchamti.
Right. What's lacham?
Fight or.
Mm-hmm. So put it in the Nephal.
I fought.
Correct.
Eshmer.
No.
Eshamer.
Right, 3 full Eshamer. Syllables. Eshamer.
I will be heard.
No.
I will be guarded.
I will be guarded. So that aleph is the signal letter for I in the imperfect, even with a Nephal verb. And you have 3 full syllables and a dagesh in the first root letter. Eshamer. I will be guarded. Sharon.
Eshama. I will be heard.
Correct.
Eshaber.
No. Look at the bait. There's no dot. Eshaber.
Eshaber. Yes. Okay. I will be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Elachim. Right.
Elachim means...
I will fight.
Yep. Number two.
Okay. Nir-eta.
Mm-hmm. Nir-eta. How many syllables?
Three.
Three. Starts with an E. What is it?
It's you were seen.
Right. You were seen.
Nilchamta.
Mm-hmm.
Nilchamta.
Right.
You fought.
You fought. That's right. This one doesn't have a passive tense meaning. That's why they keep throwing it in here, just to remind us. Third one.
Nimzata.
Try again.
Nimzata.
Right. Nimzata.
You were found.
You were found. Right.
Okay.
Na aseta.
You were done?
Or made? You were made. Uh-huh. You were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Well, that works. I couldn't make either one of those make sense.
Te-ra-eh.
Mm-hmm. Te-ra-eh.
You will be seen.
Tilachim. You will fight.
Yes, you will fight.
Timaze.
Timotse.
Timotse, you will be found.
Mm-hmm.
Teyasa.
One more time. First word is?
Teyasa.
Teyasa.
You will be made.
Yep, you will be made. Fearfully and wonderfully, but you will be made. Number three.
Neokant.
Neokant.
You fought feminine.
Yep, you fought feminine singular.
Nikrit.
Nikrit.
You were called.
Mm-hmm. You were called. Sweetie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nishbar.
We're on the third one of line three.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Near eight.
Near eight.
Near eight.
Mm-hmm.
You were seen.
You were seen.
Nis-car-ta.
Mm-hmm. Nis-car-ta.
You were remembered.
Correct.
Tilakami.
Right, Tilakami.
You will be fought, or you will fight.
You will fight. Remember, fight doesn't have a passive meaning.
Tikar-i.
Right, Tikar-i.
You will be called.
Yep.
Te-ra-i. You will be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Tizachri.
Yep. Tizachri.
That's how you say it fast.
Uh-huh.
You will be remembered.
Yep. So, we know enough now to think of the song Vayikra Shemo to know that that doesn't really say his name will be called, does it?
No. So, what's it really saying?
What does it really say? And his name was called. So, they're saying that is a prophetic perfect, since it had not yet happened, but it's so certain to happen that they write it as though it's perfect tense.
Hmm.
That's why we keep studying. Line four, first word. What's Nishmar?
Nishmar is he was guarded.
He was guarded. How do you know it's Nifal and not just we will guard?
Because of the vowel that's under the noon.
Mm-hmm. Nishmar. You're correct. He was guarded.
Nishma. He was heard.
Mm-hmm.
Nishbar. He was broken.
Yep.
Nira.
Mm-hmm.
He was seen.
Correct.
Nigra. He was called.
Mm-hmm.
Na'asa, he was made.
Mm-hmm.
Nimtza, he was found.
Yep.
And Nilcham, he fought.
Correct. Line five.
Yishamer.
Mm-hmm.
She...
No. She didn't do nothing.
I'm sorry.
What is a yod?
It's an imperfect he. Will. He will be broken.
I don't think so. There would be a begged if it was broken. What's shamar?
Guarded. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. So he will be guarded.
With the other things, yes. He will be guarded.
He will be guarded. Three full syllables. Yishamir.
Yishama, he will be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall bear, that's he will be broken.
That's he will be broken.
Yera'eh, he will be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yikare, he will be called.
He will be called.
Yea'asah, he will be made.
Mm-hmm.
Yima'eh.
Did you say it will be done?
You could say it will be done, yes.
Yima'eh. He will be found, or it will be found.
Mm-hmm.
Yilachem, he fought.
Really?
No, he will fight.
He will fight. Mm-hmm. Yilachem, three full syllables with a doggish in that first root letter. Number six, what's Ne'amar?
I think that's going to be the she. Well,
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Just a second here. Double checking this. Trying to.
What's Amar?
Stood. No. Amada stood. He say.
So Ne'amar.
It was said. She.
Mm-hmm. It was said.
It was said.
This is where it works better than he. He was said just doesn't make any sense. It was said makes lots of sense.
Ne'esaf.
Right, Ne'esaf.
It was gathered.
It was gathered.
Ni-ba-na.
No.
Ni-ba-na.
No.
Nivna, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, Nivna.
Nivna. It was built.
It was built.
Nizkar. It was remembered.
It was remembered. Or you could say he was remembered. Either one.
Yeah.
No da. It was known.
Really? Okay. That's one of those that is a transformer. I think it's the first one they've slipped in here.
No lad. He was born?
Mm-hmm.
Nitan. It was given.
Okay.
Nikrat. He was cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was cut off.
Yep. Number seven.
Ye'amer.
Ye'amer. Three full syllables.
That's going to be he will... Or it will be said.
It will be said works better. But why isn't there a dagesh in the first root letter? Because an aleph cannot ever take a dagesh.
Because it's already soft being silent.
It just never takes a dagesh. That's something we learned way early. They just want to make sure we didn't forget it.
Good thing we reviewed it. Safe.
Ye'asef means?
It will be gathered.
It will be gathered.
Yibaneh. It will be built.
Mm-hmm.
Yizacher.
Yes, Yizacher is.
He will be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Yivada. It will be known, or he will be known.
Okay.
Yizvaled. He will be born, or it will be born.
Mm-hmm.
Yinatain. It will be given.
Okay.
And Yikaret. He will be cut off.
Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Here we do get into she did it. Nivnata.
Mm-hmm. Nivnata.
She was She was cut off.
No.
Okay. I've lost my root word there.
The root word is bana, which is build.
Build, alright. Teeth threw me off, yeah.
Because it ends in a hay.
It could still be it was built.
Mm-hmm. It was built. Mm-hmm.
Neetna, she was given.
Mm-hmm.
Ne-em-ra. It was said.
It was said, uh-huh.
Nolda, she was born.
Mm-hmm.
Tibana.
Mm. What's that last vowel?
Tibane. It will be built.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Tane, she will be given.
Mm-hmm.
Te Amer, it will be said.
Mm-hmm.
Te Valade, she will be born.
Mm-hmm. Number nine.
Okay. Ne Esaf, Ne Esafnu.
Right, Ne Esafnu. What does that new at the end tell you? What it's, tense is it?
Well, it's imperfect.
No.
I mean, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And it's us. We will be added.
Will be is imperfect. And you told me it was
added.
Perfect.
We were added.
Well, it's actually we were gathered.
Okay. No Danu. We were known.
Mm-hmm.
Namesay knew we were found.
Okay.
Nishmanu, we were heard.
Mm-hmm.
Nay us safe. Okay. We will be gathered.
Yes, we will be gathered.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
We will be known.
Yep.
Nimase. We will be found.
Mm-hmm.
Nishama. We will be heard.
Correct. Down to line 10. Mm-hmm.
We're getting into plurals here.
Right, so the accent's going to be on the tem.
No da tem.
Right, no da tem. Not tem, no da tem.
They will be known.
No. What da tem?
I'm sorry. You will be known, plural.
Except with a tem at the end. You know, it's perfect tense.
Right.
So put it all together.
You were known.
Right, you were known. Masculine plural.
Nolad tem. Y'all were born.
Correct.
Neretem is y'all were seen.
Yeah.
Nitatem.
Mm-hmm. Nitatem
is.
You were given.
Y'all were given. Mm-hmm.
Tibad-u. Y'all will be known.
Mm-hmm. Y'all will be known.
That works better than born.
Yes, it does.
Tivaldu.
Tivaldu.
You all will be lifted?
No. From Yalad. Remember
those,
the Yod?
Those are the ones that are going to be born.
The Yod transformed, yes. This is y'all will be born.
Okay, I skipped one.
Tinasu.
Tinasu.
Y'all will be made.
No. What did Sharon just say? That she skipped one. What's Nasa? To lift.
Okay. Y'all will be lifted.
Y'all will be lifted.
Tinatnu.
Right. Tinatnu. So don't say y'all will be old. What is Tinatnu?
You all will be given.
Y'all will be given. Number 11.
Yeah,
number 11, first one.
I'm sorry. Nismaru.
Where's the dot on the sheen? Nishmaru.
Y'all.
No. There's no tem at the end. It's an right. U at the end. What is Shamru? From Shamar.
Shamar. Guarded. They will be guarded. I'm sorry. I'm trying. So it is. They were guarded.
Right. They were guarded. It's perfect tense. Mm-hmm. They were guarded.
Nishma'u.
Nishma'u.
They were heard.
They were heard.
Nishbaru.
Nishbaru.
They were broken.
They were broken.
Niskaru.
Niskaru.
They were remembered.
They were remembered, right.
Nikratu.
Nikratu.
They were cut off.
They were cut off.
Nilchamu.
Right. Nilchamu.
They fought?
Correct. They fought.
Nimsa'u. They were found.
They were found.
Nikra'u. They were called.
Correct. Line 12, first word.
Ye'amru. They will be said?
They will be said. Talking about the maybe words, the words of the Torah. Said. They will be said.
Okay. Ye'asfu. Ye'asfu.
Right.
They will be gathered.
They will be gathered, correct.
Yibanu. They will be built.
They will be built.
Yivaldu. They will be born.
They will be born.
Yibadu. Yibadu.
Right, Yibadu.
They will be known.
Mm-hmm.
Yinatnu. They will be given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeasu. They will be made.
Mm-hmm. They will be made or done.
Yeradu. They will be seen.
They will be seen. Very good. Exercise 2. Make a chart showing all the forms of the verb root shavar in the Pa'al, Pi'el, and Nifal patterns. You can just mail those in.
Sure. As soon as I get done.
Let's go on to number 3. Match each Hebrew word with the correct English translation. They want the correct English translation. The picky people. Number
so
one.
Fussy.
What's Ne'esfu?
They were gathered. J.
They were gathered. J. How about Yishaver?
Yishaver is, it will be broken. O.
Correct. How about Noladim?
They are born. S.
They are born. Yes. Notice that is a participle. Number four, nimsa.
So why is it not like they are borning or something?
Because that wouldn't sound good at all.
But that's kind of what it's saying, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I had a question mark next to that one.
Yeah, but they didn't give us an answer of they are borning, so.
No, they didn't.
So we just took the closest it had. Number four, nimsa.
Nimsa is he is found.
He is found. Number five, lahilachem.
To fight.
To fight. Letter and infinitive. Letter
L.
Sorry. Number six, how about tivadu?
Is letter C, you will be known.
Yep. Number seven, yeira'eh.
Is N, he will be seen.
Yep. Number eight, niru.
H, they were seen.
Yep. Number nine, yinatain.
It's P, he will be given.
P, he will be given. Number ten, ne'amar.
It was said.
Yep. Letter.
Oh, A. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Number 11. Tizachri.
Is Q. You will be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Number 12. Nikarait.
You were called. Letter G.
Mm-hmm. 13. Eshema.
May I be heard. T.
Yep. 14. Nimseinu.
R. We were found.
Uh-huh. 15. Tibaneh.
It will be built. B.
Mm-hmm. 16. Yikartu.
K. They will be cut off.
Mm-hmm. 17. Ye'aseh.
It's M. It will be done.
Number 18, Nilchamti.
D, I fought.
Number 19, Nimtzeita.
You were found.
Letter?
No, I.
Mm-hmm. 20, Yishamer.
F, it will be guarded.
Very good. It will be guarded.
Why the letter E, he is found and not he was found? Number
Let's
4.
Let's see. For number 4. Four. It's a participle, and they just picked one.
Okay.
They keep saying you pick is or was. Okay. Page 338. Number four. Translate the following groups of sentences. Number one. Okay. Echo me, please. Hana'ar.
Hana'ar.
Horid.
Horim.
Parim.
Parim.
El.
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 Hanahar.
Hanahar. Okay. The young man lowered fruits, no, Mm-mm. bowls to, the young man.
No, it's not Nahar, it's Nahar.
To the river.
To the river. So instead of lowered, like thinking there's ropes and pulleys, maybe brought down.
Okay.
The young man brought the bulls down to the river. Second one, please. Vayored.
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 Parim.
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 Lama'an.
Lama'an.
Yishtu.
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 May.
May.
Nahar.
Nahar.
Nahar. Okay. And he caused the bulls to go down?
Okay. Or he brought down, either way.
For the sake of In order that
works better. In order that.
They will drink waters of the river.
Of a river.
Of a river.
Uh-huh. Yep. The third one. Echo me, please. Vayoridame.
Vayoridame.
Arba.
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 Pe'amim.
Pe'amim.
Kol.
Kol.
Yom.
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 Vahi.
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 Pa'amayim.
Pa'amayim.
Baboker.
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 Ufa'amayim.
Ufa'amayim.
Ba'erev.
Ba'erev.
That's a tougher one.
And he brought down bulls.
Vayoridame. What's the aim? And he brought them down.
Four times.
Every day.
And it was four times.
It was two times
in the morning and two times in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So you could say twice in the morning and twice in the evening. Good. Number two, Vahi.
Vahi.
Vahi, I'm sorry.
Achar.
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 Shana.
Shana.
Vatelaid.
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 Rachel.
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 Bat.
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 Achat.
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 Sharon.
And it was after a year, and Rachel will give birth. Rachel gave birth to one daughter.
Yep. Second line. Vahi.
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 Achar.
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 Shanatayim.
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 Vateled.
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 Rachel.
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 Shite.
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 Banot.
Benot.
Benot.
And it was after 2 years, and Rachel gave birth to two daughters.
Mm-hmm. Third line. Vahi.
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 Achare.
Achare.
Chamesh.
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 Shanim.
Shanim.
Vateled.
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 Rachel.
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 Bane.
Bane.
La Reshet.
La Reshet.
La Reshet.
Et.
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 Shame.
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 Hamishpacha.
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 What is that?
Well, I think it was after 5 years. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Rachel gave birth to a son.
Right.
To inherit the name of the family.
Correct. Number three. Avotecha.
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 Hekimu.
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 Itanu.
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 Berit.
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 Zedaka.
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 What is that?
Okay, your father's
notice it's he feel.
I see it's he feel. And it's plural.
Your father's established.
Established, thank you.
Itanu.
With us.
Mm-hmm. With us.
A covenant of righteousness.
No. A righteous covenant.
Righteous covenant.
Yeah, that's an adjective phrase.
A righteous covenant.
So your father's established a righteous covenant with us. Second line. Vayakimu.
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 Berit.
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 Zedaka.
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 Ach.
Ach.
Ne'esta.
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 Chatat.
Chatat.
touch.
Ooh, that's bad. What is that?
All right. And they established...
Yes.
A righteous covenant.
Right.
But...
Yeah.
It was made a sin?
Nope. But a sin was done.
Oh, I couldn't make that make sense for nothing.
Yep,
but
okay.
A sin was done.
A sin was done. Yep. Third line. By Yakimu.
Berit.
Ach. Neesta. Chatat.
Hatat.
Batisha Ver. Habrit. Oh, that's sad. What is that?
Okay. And they established a covenant, but a sin was done, and let's see. The covenant was broken.
Correct. And the covenant was broken. Batisha Ver, you hear Tisha Ver, three full syllables, doggish in the first root letter, was broken. Very good. Number four, Sare. Moav.
Nilchamu.
Bechol.
Kocham.
Interesting. What is that one?
Well, I think it is a commander of Moab.
Nope.
No.
What do you know about the A ending? A is plural word pair. Uh-huh.
The commanders of Moab.
Yeah. Nilchamu.
Fought.
Correct. Bechol kocham.
With all of their strength.
Correct. Very good. Second line. Vayilachamu. Bechel.
Paro.
Vayachritu.
Oto.
And they fought in strength.
No, ba is in or with, remember.
With the strength of
what's paro?
Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably and better. They fought with the army of Pharaoh, since chael can mean army.
Either, okay. And they fought with the army of Pharaoh, and they destroyed
him. Correct. Mm-hmm. Third line. Was there a question? Okay. Vayachri tuhu.
Vacharbo.
Nishbar.
Vadamo.
Nira.
Ba'afar.
Oh, do you have something? I have a note here. I have Nishbar, but you have Nishbara.
The third word. Nishbar. But no, wait a minute. I have Nishbara.
Okay. So I have a note there that you guys have a Nishbara. Okay. But what does it mean?
And they destroyed him.
Uh-huh.
And his sword was broken.
Yeah.
And his blood was seen in the dust.
Correct. He must have been really good and dead.
Must have been.
Number five, Bane.
Yivaled.
La Mishpachat.
Avraham.
Remember the difference between Mishpacha and Mishpachat. So what does it mean?
Okay, a son was born.
Yeah. Yivaled, imperfect.
Will be born.
Uh-huh, a son will be born.
Will be born to the family of Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Second line. By Yivaled. Bane.
By Yikare.
Shmo. Yitzchak. What is that?
And a son was born?
Correct. Reversing Vav.
And his name was called Isaac.
Correct. And his name was called Isaac. Third line. By Yivaled.
By Yivaled.
Bane. By Yikare. Yitzchak. By Yivada. Kanavi.
And a son was born, and he was called Isaac,
mm-hmm.
and he was known as a prophet.
Correct. Was Isaac a prophet? The answer is yes. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all three considered prophets. Number six, Osni. Shamu.
Ki.
Nimsa. Hazahav.
Banahar.
Really? What is that?
My ears heard?
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't have the
mind
there.
So, the I ending is plural possessive right. My. Osni from Ozen. My ears heard. Uh-huh. Key.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Nimsaha
Zahav. Reverse them.
The gold was found.
Banahar. Right. My ears heard that the gold was found in the river. Very good. Second line. Vayimatse. Uh-huh. Banahar. Vayasef. I have Vayasef. Do you have
two? Vayasef.
Okay. Mehanahar.
Mehanahar.
Pa'amayim.
Pa'amayim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was found in the river, and it was gathered from the river.
From the river.
Pa'amayim.
Yeah. It's on your lips. Two times or twice. Yep. Third line. Vayimatse.
Banahar.
Vayasef.
Mehanahar. Vayinatain.
Lamelech.
It figures. What does that mean?
And it was found in the river, and it was gathered from the river, and it was given to the king.
Correct. They had taxes even back then, huh? Number seven, first line. Hakatuvim.
Yivad-u.
Ba'od. Shanatayim.
Shanatayim.
What is that?
The writings were known. Will be known. Again?
Don't forget the ba.
In another
Shanatayim.
In another 2 years.
2 years, right. The writings will be known in another two years. Or in two more years. You can put it either way. Second line. Vanodu.
Ba'od.
Shanatayim.
Vanitanu. Benitanu.
Lakohanim.
Lakohanim.
What is that?
Well, not what I wrote down. They were known.
Yeah, reversing Vav.
They will be known.
Yep.
She told you it wasn't what I wrote down. They will be known in another 2 years. And they will be given to the priests.
Correct. The last line, number 7, Hakatuvim.
Hakatuvim.
Yivadu.
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 Be careful where the paragraph breaks. Vanitanu, the syllable. Lakohanim.
Lakohanim.
Vahosifu.
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 Right? Otam.
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 Lasefer.
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 Hakavod.
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 Okay. The writings will be known and will be given to the priests. And they will be gathered. They were gathered.
This is not from Asoth.
Right.
And they will add.
They will add them to the book of holiness.
Or of honor. The book of honor. Good. All right. That's the end of our time for today. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 338, exercise 5. I think you guys are coming along real well.